Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name's Owen and I'm with Abby.
Hey!
And I'm with Marius.
Hi, Salazar.
This is Copy in Copenhagen, the podcast about life in Copenhagen. It's about life in Denmark, it's about life in Scandinavia, and it's about the stuff that we want to talk about while we're in front of microphones.
Yes. Yeah. Inspired by news.
Inspired by news, because this is the Friday episode, you're right. Thank you very much,
Marius. Has anybody ever before been inspired by news?
Yes, there is. I know, I have a great answer to that question.
Oh, good.
There is...
Oh, good.
That is but that was like peppered with such sarcasm.
Can't wait.
Oh, good.
I guess like Oppenheimer was inspired by news, but is that really
what?
Inspired?
A, history, and B, no.
I mean, at one point, that history was news.
No, there's a British musician who won an up and coming artist at like Glastonbury a couple of years ago, and he's quite famous now, I believe. Don't know his name. I don't know music. Who's Taylor Swift?
He you know, people call you Owen. Who's Taylor Swift? McLaren.
No, but there's this guy, and he writes all his music based on headlines, based on stories. But they're not about that. But he writes his songs. Yeah.
Not his headlines.
What did I say?
You said headlines.
Okay.
He writes all his songs and all his headlines.
Based on events. He's a journalist.
I think that's called a journalist, Owen.
It's Owen. What's the news, McLaren? What's the news? Who's Taylor Swift, McLaren?
As Marius pointed out, this is Friday, so we're talking about news articles that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
If you want a chatty episode, listen to Monday's episodes. Mm. Or if you want personal episodes, listen to the ones on Patreon. We're on Patreon.
How do you get on Patreon?
You go onto the website and then you
Patreon website.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/ Coping in Copenhagen.
Yeah. And then you become a subscriber, and then you get access to content just for those great, great people that keep the lights on here.
Cool. I'll check it out.
Yeah. More on that later on, or not. Let's talk about the news. Marius, what do we have? What's the news you want to talk about?
Some shocking news real quick. That was the worst pun I'll make today, I promise. Probably not. The Danish police force in south of Sjælland and Lolland Falster and North Jutland and in the greater Copenhagen municipality.
Very precise.
Yeah, very precise. They are going to test out tasers.
Oh.
Because apparently the pepper sprays, if it's windy, you know,
are
not very efficient.
Oh my God.
Yourself?
Tasers are probably not that much better if it's windy. Wind can probably affect a lot.
That's a very good point.
Yes. Right?
Well, it's something about distance also. Apparently, the pepper spray doesn't... I think the further away, you know, the more the wind takes it. But apparently, a taser can go like 14 meters.
Do you think
14
this is
meters?
No, not meters. Feet.
Yeah, okay.
No. 14 meters.
Tasers
That's
can,
a long way to go.
Tasers can go 14 meters?
A taser gun can be used up to 14 meters.
That's too many meters.
That's too many meters.
I don't want to be... So I'm never going to go within 14 meters of a cop.
And a lot of things can be between you and something 14 meters away.
Like, give me five things that could be between
an unexpected thing.
Suddenly I feel inspired by the news to write a song,
right?
Called "A Lot of Things Can Be Between You and Me, 14 meters away. They are tasing today."
Wow. Okay, I'm sorry I laughed there, because we could have used that as a sample.
I mean, I could have done a whole three and a half minutes of that.
You could have done great things.
3.5 minutes.
I think it's just great sometimes to list things.
So hold on. There are no tasers in Denmark at the moment.
No. I mean, not the cops don't have them.
Yeah.
But they might.
I got a taser.
Do you?
Mine only goes 12 meters.
Ah.
Oh.
12 meter tase.
12 meter tase.
You should get the new, taser 12. But yeah. So That's happening.
Police in Denmark don't carry guns, though, right? We like that. I like that.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they do, and this is partly also why they're gonna.
I liked it when I thought that.
Yeah. You're gonna notice a lot now. As soon as you think about it, you're like, oh yeah.
I went to France though, and those fucking police officers,
machine guns and stuff,
and big guns. Yes, and just like walking around all the time. Yeah. It is crazy.
Yeah,
I cannot believe it.
But isn't it? Police officers are armed in New York and stuff, right?
They're armed. They have like a handgun.
Okay.
But they don't have like a freaking machine gun strapped across their chest.
It's very unnerving when you're not used to it. Like in Ireland, there's only a special, I think in England as well, actually, but there's only a special branch that are armed in the police force, right? They're called in for certain situations. So generally, police aren't armed in Ireland. So when, like I remember... flying, like when I was younger, like 2002, whatever, when security really picked up in airports, and being scared by seeing machine guns for the first time. Like, it would be security guards, but I'd be like, oh my God, that's a real gun.
It's really intense.
Yeah, it is.
I was not expecting it, and I kept seeing them everywhere, and they were just like chilling and talking to their friends, and I was like, you can't talk to your friends while you hold a machine gun.
I saw today, you know, in Kristallgade in the city center where there's this Jewish
a synagogue.
Synagogue.
Yeah, that's the only place I've seen machine.
Oh,
guns.
Actually, yeah, there I've passed that. Yeah.
But they're like, those are military.
Yeah, they're it's not just they're
military
soldiers, right? On is it soldiers or
Yeah.
I've seen that before a few times.
But it's always like maybe I shouldn't go down this street. Like,
but it's
what it makes me think.
Yeah, it's so because it's right in the city center, and they're always there, right? It's a 24-hour thing, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
I haven't gone to check at like 11:30.
That'd be dodgy if I start turning up at different hours.
Like, no, I'm just checking if you're still here.
Yeah. Are you still here? Okay,
Owen,
cool.
Owen goes over there to check if the machine guns are still out right after he goes and tries to find my house.
Oh, it's my Saturday.
Okay, tasers, right. Pepper spray is a thing, though.
It is a thing, yeah. And, like, it's partly to avoid confrontations, like, or like this quickly ended confrontation. Mm. So they don't have the resource to use in their firearms or... batons, what are they called?
Yeah, baton.
Knibler.
I don't like that when Marius said that, he was swinging his hand in a hitting motion.
Yeah.
What are these called?
What's that thing I do? What's that thing I do?
Oh my God.
It's not the nunchucks. Oh, nunchucks.
Oh, nunchucks.
You don't hear about nunchucks that often anymore. I felt like they had a big moment in the 90s. There was a lot of talk about nunchucks.
They had a really big moment. Yeah. They had a big moment. It's over.
We all had them for a while. Yeah. It was like yo-yo.
Yeah.
My kid
yo-yo,
was playing,
nunchucks.
My kid was playing with a yo-yo today.
I love when the yo-yo fad comes back.
Every
couple of years, every 10 years or so, yo-yos come back.
She goes to me, she said to me, this was right before I was coming, she kept swinging it like near my face and near my computer and near like glasses of water. And I was like, what are you doing? She said, you should love this. Yo-yos are like a million-year-old toy. And she goes, you had yo-yos when you were a kid. I was like, you don't know that. I've never talked about my experience with yo-yos, but I was like thinking, like, I did have yo-yos when I was a kid, and I did the same bullshit. And then she goes, you would love yo-yos. They're like a million years old, and that seems to also describe you.
What?
I know. And I'm like, wow.
Were you both sad and proud?
Yeah, I was mostly proud.
Yeah, okay.
But I acted sad. Oh, I was okay.
Cool.
But she's been really funny lately. Poof. Oh. Too much.
So, Novo's been, it's all just been going so great for Novo.
Novo Nordisk.
Oh, yeah, those. Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Our Ozempic and all that.
Our billionaire overlords.
Yes. For us living here in Novo Nordisk. they run into a bit of trouble. Some not so great news about them. They do animal testing, and they do it on monkeys, amongst other animals. And they've been trying to sort of decrease, or at least that's what they've said. they want to bring it down. But since 2014, it's just kind of been... Well, it went a bit down in 2017 and 2019, but then it also just skyrocketed back up. So we're now sort of 800 monkeys in cages using. So that's not great. No, sorry.
Sorry, no, it is
not
great.
800.
Sorry, sorry, sorry,
sorry. No, it is great.
Oh,
I think it's a great thing.
We just got a message from our great overlords, and we were meant to say, it's great.
I said 800, so that's not... The actual number is the collective number of test animal... what do you call it?
I'm
test
so...
Animals. Test animals, sure, yeah, let's, yeah, that's all right, we get it.
Has dropped from 79,750...
What?
...to 56,508.
What?
But the increase of monkeys have been... or the use of monkeys have been increasing since 2019.
Oh, 79,000?
So that's animals, not just monkeys, right?
Sure. But still, are we counting single-cell organisms?
Oh, my God.
That's
I didn't like
amount.
It when it was 800. And then I thought you were going to say a lower number.
Yeah, I thought we were going to be like ending this nicely. But...
Or also, I thought it was going to be kind of weird because like I was like, oh, you say 800 and then you say any lower number. And you're just like, oh, I guess it's not
that
bad.
Yeah.
But then... Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Novo Nordisk, so this is something I didn't quite understand, but like they've gotten some flack for also they purchased another company and this company has also used monkeys. And Novo has been out saying, well, we only use sort of monkeys that aren't from the wild. It's not that we go and catch a bunch of monkeys in the wild and then test shit on them. Now this new company they've acquired, there are some issues about where did they get these monkeys from.
Okay.
And potentially there's been some corruption or some paperwork that's been fiddled around. So they are probably from the wild. And they can't really prove or disprove that they're not.
Oh, jeez.
So that's not a great thing. But where do the other monkeys come from? If they're not from the wild, and I'm guessing they don't just go to the zoo and be like,
well,
we're going to need those.
Well, a mommy monkey and a daddy monkey love each other very much.
Did you give them the book to read first?
But I'm sure they don't have like a monkey harem where they're just like, produce more monkeys.
I would disagree. I would say there is private private owners who are breeding monkeys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and just like selling them on markets.
Oh my
we don't.
God.
I think there's markets out there we just don't hear about. I mean, if Tiger King taught us anything, it's like you can fucking get an animal. People are producing animals that you don't expect.
True. Yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
I mean, and they're like I'm sure they have breeding programs for.
If they've got 79,000 animals, there's probably somebody who's in charge of like, let's breed more animals.
I mean, I watched series okay. on the Disney Channel.
I'm glad that's where this went.
About
Disney, you know Disney have animals locked up. You know Disney are torturing them, making them watch the new Star Wars episodes and seeing which ones the monkeys like.
They have a thing called like Inside Animal Kingdom or something, and they, like Disney theme parks have an animal breeding program. Like I'm sure.
Oh God!
Oh,
I was joking.
Yeah, no, they do. I mean, but they have like it's like such a nice one because they have a TV show about it, and but they have like a theme park that's a zoo called Animal Kingdom, and yeah, I mean it's worth watching because they are treating them about as humane as you can, and it still like makes you ask so many questions, like.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
I mean, it's just like we really decided that being humans meant we could fuck with everybody all the time.
It's just a suit, basically. That's what a suit.
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
It's not maybe like a but, you know mass.
Oh, are we gonna talk about the giraffe? Let's talk about the giraffe.
No, we're not talking about giraffe. No. Giraffe was 10 years ago.
I'm never gonna stop talking about this fucking giraffe.
When they cut up a giraffe in front of a bunch of kids and get fed it to the lions.
Well, first they
true story.
They let a giraffe. The Danish zoo let a giraffe be born. Let it live to 1 year old. And then when it had no place in an international breeding program, they decided to euthanize this giraffe and dissect it in front of third graders at the Danish zoo. And this and
like as an educational thing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Not like, let's also fuck with the children.
Yeah, no. It's like,
and then feed it to the tigers in front of the children.
I think I'm going to have to put a disclaimer at the start of this episode.
This was just in the normal news. This was just like, there were people all over the world that were like, I'll take the giraffe. Yeah, Don't kill the giraffe. Mm. And they were like, no, it's unethical because of the breed. And that for me is, I mean, we've talked about it before, but it's like, that is a specifically Danish mentality,
yeah,
where like the Danish society really could get behind that decision in general in a way that I don't think most could.
But they, so that it was the 10th anniversary of that incident a week or two ago, and I think I had
a 1-year-old child at the same time, so this really fucked with
the zoo,
me.
It wasn't Copenhagen Zoo, but I read somewhere passively that it was like, oh yeah, we do it again. Somebody said it. Like, I don't know, was it the zoo or somebody there? But they were like, we don't regret it. I heard an interesting thing. There's a piece came out recently that a German university and a couple of other places were studying primates. Mm-hmm. And they have announced that the great apes poke fun at each other. Like, they mess with each other, like poking and pulling hair and stuff like that, to fuck with them, and looking in each other's faces to get reaction and stuff. And then the in the interview, they're like, wow, so they do it just like humans. And it's just funny that we forget that, like, no, we do it like them. Mm-hmm. We, like, it's as if, like, oh, monkeys do this too. You're like, yeah, they did it first.
Yeah.
They did it first. We're like, not, we forget that, like, we're not that distant from all this.
Lost that connection, yeah.
My mom, when she was a kid, had a monkey as a pet.
Right?
Yeah. What? She had a monkey, a capuchin monkey named Bamboo. Her mom...
What kind of monkey is a capuchin monkey?
It's like the organ grinder kind, like that wears little hats, Aladdin kind of...
Oh, crazy that I knew exactly what you meant when you said that. Organ grinder monkey? Yes, absolutely.
That's like what they used to be called. It's like they were like street performance monkeys. Yeah. They would like steal your wallets while like the person, whatever.
Why organ grinders?
I don't know. That's what they were called. I don't know.
Somebody with an organ grinder had a monkey that would hold a little hat or something for you.
Is that an accordion?
Yeah.
An organ?
Not for the monkey.
No, answer to your questions. Okay, I just know about my mom's monkey that came back from my vacation. My grandma brought him back from a trip to Mexico, drove him back to America. And then she was my mom's. He was my mom's monkey. He would like sit on her back while she read a book and like pick at her freckles on her back and try to eat them like little bugs. And then they took him on a road trip. This is a fucked up episode.
Yeah, I can tell this is not
the tone is going down.
They took him on a road trip. Oh, they went to like Florida. They left him in the car while they ate in a diner.
Oh no.
And he had
drove
like,
off. He drove off and we
he drove off he drove and off. He's he lived drove happily off, ever after. Yeah.
He drove off and he stole the wallet and he bought a house and he has a little monkey sanctuary where all his friends are living happily.
Yeah,
right?
And he made a theme park called Animal Kingdom.
That's it.
Where he has a humane breeding program.
Great story. Glad it ended that way.
No, but that is how the end of the story really is, that they took him to a pediatrician because he overheated in the car and they gave him a shot of penicillin and they found out that monkeys are allergic to penicillin.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I finished this story only to warn you, in case you also have a pet monkey, don't give it a shot of penicillin.
Our Nordisk overlords, please pay attention to that.
Yeah.
It's always been my dream to have a monkey. I mean, mom.
What is wrong with you two?
It's like in my family lore. So I always thought like maybe it's possible, but it's absolutely not possible or legal or humane or ethical in any way. I really have always wanted
We want a monkey.
Yeah, because I think Pippi Longstocking. She had Nelson.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Oh, that is totally fine.
Yeah, I get that.
You should have a monkey.
All right, so I'm going to move on.
Segue away from that.
So we last week we talked about the bike airbags, right? The helmet airbag thing, has been stopped in Sweden because of safety, and it looks like it's going to stop in Denmark.
We gave you shit for calling it a neck brace, and I listened back to that episode, and you're absolutely right, sir.
It's a neck brace? Yes.
You listened back to the episode? Pew. Do you do that sometimes?
Do not sound so surprised.
I hate to
We love our own episode.
I'm muted when you guys talk. Just when I talk, I listen.
Ah, ah. I would never. Because I'm on it. That's why I wouldn't.
So we were informing the cyclists of Denmark, which is quite a few people, that there's a risk with a certain product.
Yes.
And we are here again today to warn the cyclists of Denmark that there is another product that may be dangerous and you may not be able to use it for a while.
Hold on.
The Babu bikes. Is it B-A-B-B-O-E?
Babo? Uh-huh.
The cargo bikes. The fast looking cargo bikes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's the cargo bike. Sometimes it's only two wheels, not the three wheels.
Yeah.
But it's got the bucket thing in the front. It's a Dutch company, right?
Okay.
Guess what's happened to that Dutch company?
What?
Health and Safety came along and said, that's not safe. Stop producing it.
Okay.
And they've officially said in Denmark, not selling in Denmark. And if you own one, don't cycle it until you get a certificate, like until you get documentation that says it's safe again.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Do they go into why it's
the frame? It said the frame may break. That's as far as I could see.
Is it just that brand? Because there's another one called, I think it's called Bullet. They're a little bit they're quite cool in their design, I think. So I don't know if it's I don't know if it says if it's only that Babu one or it's the. Also this, or it's just that design in general, maybe.
I think it's just these guys so far.
That two-wheeler thing, like.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah.
But you'd see Babu around the place. It's a popular bike. But yeah, they've said don't cycle it until we get a documentation saying it's safe.
Oh, that's annoying. They're probably expensive, I imagine.
Yeah.
They're generally quite expensive, cargo bikes, yeah.
So it's a well-known fact that if you leave a bike out anywhere and it's not protected, it's stolen, right? In Copenhagen and
because
Denmark.
Owen goes around
and I make fucking back
checking if the guy with the machine gun's still there trying to find my house and stealing all your bikes that you left out without a lock on.
I don't know if I said this before, but like Christiania bikes and stuff go missing and they're really nice bikes and they're expensive, da da da. But you never see them again. They're like, you're stolen, you're like, because Copenhagen's not a big place like Aarhus and stuff. You'd imagine if your bike's stolen you'd see it again. It's because they're sent down to Berlin. You go down to Berlin and you see a shitload of Christiania bikes because someone's shipping them down.
Mm.
That's where they go.
So that's where you should buy a Christiania
bike. Buy them cheap in Berlin and cycle back. Other pieces of news. Shocking event in Gothenburg, a water park. Like an actual like theme park, like a with slides and you know, a theme park, a water slides park.
He really doesn't think we know what a water park is. He really thinks we have no idea what a water park is.
I can tell right now you still don't know what it is.
It's a park.
Yeah, with?
It rained.
Ah, see,
that's that it?
The water was already there, Abby. No, we shouldn't laugh because there was a terrible fire there. a water park, a water amusement park, not a theme park, amusement park. See, I even got it.
Are they okay? Owen, tell us they're okay.
It happened a few days ago and they haven't updated it, but they said there was a man missing. So they haven't said there's anybody found or anything, but people were injured and taken to hospital.
13 people were injured, yeah. I read.
And they said it's quite vague. They said it was a workplace accident, but it's insane. There's like footage of a fireball going up through the spiraling slide.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Do you think those people were there and they were like, I really thought when I came here today, I knew what a water park was.
This is not what I expected here. Oh God. We definitely need to disclaimer this episode.
this is a dark one.
But yes, so that was shocking. And that's
oh boy. Oh boy.
That's me, Abby.
Oh my God. All right. I just read a headline. I'll tell it to you.
Go on.
The UK and Denmark have a new agreement that enhances and protects the rights of British and Danish citizens to stand and vote in local elections in each other's countries. Before, they had to sit to vote. And now...
you get out of here, Wamba.
But I missed that the first time. I did see that, like, now British citizens living in Denmark, Danish citizens living in Denmark. It's basically, I feel like, Britain is trying to cover its tracks and get people to like them wherever they can after this whole not EU thing, Brexit. And they're like, okay, but what if you can still vote here and whatever? But what I didn't see was, until now, was they can also run. like run in elections for that. I think that's what they mean by stand in elections.
Oh,
like,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, sure.
That's interesting, right? In local elections. I think, I don't know. Anyway, I've just read the headline, but I'm interested to know more. So if you've read the whole article, please feel free to send me a emoticon-filled email describing the details at copingincopenhagen@gmail.com. Okay? I would love that. I would love that.
I can't wait for our listeners to tell us what the news is.
And if you're planning to run, we will...
Listen, no. But now they know about my mom's monkey.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we provided a lot of value for listening today. You could do a little work back. You could tell us the news for once.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a Friday episode done.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a chatty episode on Monday. What?
Okay. I'm just telling you guys because you know what I'm like, so you can make this decision for yourself. But I have a hot tip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like a warm tip, I feel like.
It's a hot tip.
Thank you. On Monday, I'm doing the very first work in progress of an hour show that I'm making. It is a work in progress show.
It's
like...
It's called Where's My Monkey?
It's called Where'd That Monkey Go? But it's a comedy show, but it's like... It's very new. I'm figuring it out. It's got it's a very weird thing that I'm really excited about and I'm really like nervous about too.
Okay.
So if you want to come, if you like me and you like weird ideas, then that's the kind of people I would like at the show. If you're not sure if you like me, if you listen to this podcast regularly and you're not sure if you like me.
I'm lukewarm on that Wamba one.
Don't come. Don't come to this one. Let me win you over another time. This I'm going to really have to be delving into some weird ideas. I'm not sure it's going to get you on my side. If you're already on my side, I truly believe you might really like this. Hmm. So it's on Monday. It's at No Stress Bar. You can get tickets on my website or on my Instagram, but it's called Birth in Progress because it's also my birthday party and I'm gonna give out cake.
Oh,
yeah.
Now
so
I'm
it
interested.
Is a hot tip.
Now I'm
it's pretty hot tip. Tip. It's a pretty hot tip.
If you want to play, then the Festival of Play is happening. Lego is in together with United Stage Denmark. Doing a massive sort of a fair event thing out in Bella Center, where Ooh. You until the 18th you can go play and experience things out there. So check that out for young people and adults.
You know, nice. Some would say you can play and experience things anywhere, Marius.
No, it's only out there.
It's only out there.
They would That's be wrong. You, that, yeah, they yeah, would yeah. be wrong.
That is for the Friday show, but on Monday we got a chatty episode where we talk about stuff. If you want to help us out and keep the lights on here, please become a Patreon supporter because we have extra content for you. Mm. We have special giveaways that we give to the Patreon supporters.
Oh, yeah.
We have there's a whole world that's developing in that section.
Oh, and we I just had a show on the weekend and one of our listeners came up to me afterwards and didn't ask to be on the list but was
specifically like I don't want to be on my list.
Not put me on that fucking list. But anyway, sometimes we give away tickets to events like that and then we see people there and they say, oh my gosh, I love your podcast Coping in Copenhagen, and I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much, that's so nice to hear, thank you for telling us. That's the whole thing.
A happy ending.
That's a happy ending. Until Monday, stay coping.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.